Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're joined by the president and the boss, founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, Cliff May, to comment on a development that looks, at the face of it, extremely threatening in the Gulf. The headline, Iran says it will form joint naval force with Saudi Arabia, UAE, and Oman. Iranian Navy chief, goes the subhead, claims alliance will also include Qatar, Bahrain, Iraq, India, and Pakistan. Cliff, a very good evening to you. What to make of this? This is an amalgam of states, some of whom are in desperate shape, others of whom are swimming in money. What is Iran signaling with its ambition? Good evening to you.
Yes. Well, what we know about Iran, we know two important things about Iran. One is its ambition. Well, more than two. Its ambition is to be hegemon of the Middle East, to be he who must be obeyed, essentially. And there are various ways that they are pressing for that, but that's the ambition. They have other ambitions, death to Israel, and of course, death to America, more longer range. Those are very much part of it. At this point, it's certainly been my analysis, and I have written this more than once, that Iran is in an axis of tyrannies with Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. And they're building out that axis of tyrannies with junior partners that would include North Korea, Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, other nations in Latin America as best they can. Indeed, Latin America increasingly is being influenced by China, Iran, and Russia more than the U.S., as you and I have discussed.
Malcolm?
Do you see the role of China and Russia changing dramatically, with China taking the lead now in diplomatic initiatives, clearly with the visit of the PA Authority Chairman Abbas to Beijing right now as we speak, the other measures that have been taken, and now the announcements of joint military initiatives. Are we seeing a realignment in the Middle East? Is this, on the part of some of the Gulf states and others, a message to the United States saying your absence here is being felt and we are looking at alternatives?
To be brief on the answer, yes, absolutely. A vacuum is abhorred, not least by the People's Republic of China and the Chinese Communist Party. If the U.S., when the U.S. says we're pivoting towards Asia, people in the Middle East understand what portion of the American anatomy will be facing them. There are those on there on the right as well as the left who say, because we have to concentrate on Asia, we should not worry about the Middle East anymore. We should not worry about Europe and Ukraine anymore. But if we do that, it's not the status quo we leave behind. We simply open the door for others. That's what essentially happens in that situation. Similarly, and I don't mean to just pick on John Kerry, but about 10 years ago, you know, he said the Monroe Doctrine is over. That's a 200-year-old doctrine, goes back to 1823, that says we don't tolerate European or foreign imperialism in the Americas. And why did Kerry say that? Well, I think he believed, and a lot of other people did, we want to make sure that the nations of Latin America have their complete independence. But essentially, he was opening the door for others, and others have walked in. In particular, China, but also Iran, and also Iran through Hezbollah, which is very influential throughout a lot of Latin America, places like Argentina, where Hezbollah has carried out, I would say, at the behest of Tehran, terrorist attacks against the AMIA, against the Jewish society there, against the Israeli embassy there. This is what we have going on. If the United States chooses not to lead in any particular part of the world, others will, and they will not be America's friends.
Cliff, we note that Raisi is visiting the Americas. I call it Caracas, I call it Managua, headed to Havana. Raisi, the president of Iran, follows in the footsteps of Iranian warships or Iranian ships in general, calling in Venezuela. It appears, I mean, I'm putting patterns together. It appears that Iran is using its navy as a first visitor or a beachhead maker for other nations it's interested in networking with. Do you observe the same phenomenon where the Navy goes, soon goes Iranian agents, Iranian diplomats, Iranian presidents?
John, I think you're incisive to observe that. And I think your observation is frankly spot on. That does seem to be their practice. And by the way, where the Iranians go in Latin America, and FDD's Emanuele Atalenghi has written a lot about that, they are finding young people that they can bring to Qom to convert and to learn Farsi and to become Shia and then to learn the ideology of Khomeinism. And then they send them back. They have cultural centers that are also centers of influence. It's very dangerous, and I would argue that there has been no coherent U.S. response to any of this.
Malcolm?
One of the things that obviously is being addressed right now and is of great concern is the release of $2.7 billion from Iraq to Iran, supposedly to pay for past energy bills, et cetera, with U.S. approval. And the talk about some backdoor negotiations with Oman. What is your assessment? Now, I know it's hard to give a clear statement because a lot of this is being done in obscure ways. Are we on the brink of a less for less deal? I know it's not mini JCPOA, but it could be, again, something reminiscent of the pallets of money being released to Iran.
Yes, and I should say, as we speak, I have something like five FDD Iran specialists looking very hard at this. But I'll say this much, and I don't think I'll be changing my mind. It's a very bad deal. It leaves uranium enrichment at 60%. There is no civilian use for 60% Iranian enrichment. And it's a very short jump from there to weapons grade. So you're leaving Iran as a threshold power. You're giving Iran more resources, billions of dollars at a time when it's oppressing its own population, not least its own women. It's only a verbal agreement, I understand, not to be signed, not that the Iranians signing anything is really meaningful. But it just means that they may do nothing else. Now, they may say as part of this agreement that they won't attempt to kill Americans' forces in Syria and Iraq. We have a small number of forces there, mostly attempting to fight the Islamic State and keep that from arising again. That's small potatoes. I don't think it says, and I'm not sure about this, maybe you guys know, that they won't anymore promise to kill those, assassinate those they consider responsible for the death of Qasem Soleimani, that people who were in the Trump administration government. They also threatened physically people at FDD and other organizations. I don't think they're promising that. Again, not if they promised it would necessarily be credible. So the simple answer, Malcolm, to your question is this is very much a less for less agreement. Maybe. It slows things down and buys some time. I understand that the administration, is very concentrated on Ukraine and has to concentrate on Taiwan. And it's very hard for any administration to keep very many balls in the air. I haven't heard an Israeli response to this yet. Maybe you have, Malcolm. I'm not sure this is I guess the question is whether this is a harmful agreement or a meaningless agreement. I don't think it could be. I don't think there's a third option.
The prime minister said that he believes that the deal is a low level deal and it's something they could live with. But I think that's more of a cover for something that appears to be inevitable. But it also might entail a prisoner release. So to make it a humanitarian gesture, I mean, there are a lot of prospects and possibilities. But the bottom line is that the region will see, again, a further backing off of the iron steel commitment against Iran.
We just have 30 seconds, Cliff. Go ahead, 30 seconds.
My last comment then would be this, that what Netanyahu was saying when he says we can live with it, I think he's saying that he hopes it will be ineffectual rather than harmful.
Cliff May is the president and founder of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, which I recommend to everyone to follow the story of the U.S. dealing with Iran, Iran aggressive in the Middle East, and the five-day journey of President Raisi of Iran to the New World. In the face of the Monroe Doctrine, President Raisi is visiting Caracas, a failed state, Nicaragua, a failed state, and Cuba, a failed state, making remarks threatening against the United States and all of the Americas. Malcolm Hoenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Running a business shouldn't feel like surviving a software group project. One app for accounting, another for inventory, another for sales, and somehow none of them talk to each other. That's where Odoo comes in, an all-in-one business management software that brings every part of your business together, from sales and accounting to inventory and marketing, all in one powerful platform. No messy integrations, no bouncing between tabs, and best of all, no spreadsheets. Stop managing software and start managing your business with one unified system. Try for free today at odoo.com/iHeartRadio. That's odoo.com/iHeartRadio.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like Bad Dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.